Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that are struggling for survival. Jesus speaking. And I will give you rest. You are entering your realm of rest from here. And this is how you will encounter the rest. Come and learn of me. For my yoke is easy. What I'll be showing you will be much lighter than what you are struggling with. I'll tell you what to do to assess your rest. It may look heavy, but my God, can never be comparable with your own approach that is not only heavy but destructive. And I am meek and lowly in heart. So come as someone who knows that he or she does not know enough. Let him that thinks he knows anything know that he knows nothing as he ought to know. But let him think soberly. So it takes meekness to receive his instructions. It takes more meekness to receive his correction. It takes deep meekness to accept his rebukes. But it's a gateway to rest. I therefore decree your own entrance into your realm of rest. He can show you how stupid you and I must have been in approaching certain things. Is to get us on track and keep us in our realm of rest. As the Lord lives, your unrest stops at the end of Shiloh 2021. Many have accessed that realm and remained there for years. You will remain in that era of rest all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. For what we have received in the first, the second, and the third teachings in this hour of visitation, lift up your two hands and thank God again. It's never too much. Thank God again. And thank God again for light. God again, and it will open your eyes again to the next one. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. It's settled. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please, you may be comfortably seated. Operating in the realm of more than a conqueror. We are on with part 6 or 5. Conquest connotes there's a battle. So it's not unspiritual to be challenged. Job was grievously challenged, but he came out triumphant. It's not unspiritual to be challenged, but it's unscriptural to be defeated. You shall no more record defeat in your adventure. It's unbiblical to be defeated. It's anti-covenant to be defeated. In this world, you shall have tribulation, so it's not hiding that from us. But cheer up, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And Jesus was the one there speaking. How? Why? Because Christ in you and me, the hope of glory. As the gold for the furnace, Proverbs 27, verse 21, and the silver for the fine pot, so is a man to his praise. Operating in the realm of more than a conqueror must be understood in the light of battles and battles over which God has ordained us as individuals to be more than conquerors. Nothing wrong was found in Daniel, nothing. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 4 and 5. Then the presidents, who were jealous and envious and bitter, sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was a faithful man, neither was there any error or fault found in him. And yet, they want him eaten up by lions. It's not unspiritual to be challenged, but anti-covenant to be defeated. The three Hebrew boys were in the company of Daniel. They were God's choice people in Babylon. They were men that feared God and hate evil. Yet, they wanted to put an end by casting them into the fiery furnace. It's not unspiritual to be challenged, but it's unscriptural to be defeated. In fact, champions are made out of challenges. Champions are made out of challenges. So don't think it's strange when you are faced up with diverse challenges. It is God's set platform for the making of champions. There is no one singing the songs of triumph today that was not challenged yesterday. Nobody could believe this church will emerge like this. When you look at where we are coming from. I went through 16 seminars back to back. We grew only to 90. My God. So it's not that you are not facing what you are saying. But you have to pass the test of patience. You have to. For whatever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. This is the mystery that secures his victory, even his faith. 1 John 5:4. The mystery behind our being more than conquerors over the challenges of life is our faith. Their faith yielded their body above the terror of fire. Because they trusted in their God. Not casual faith. Not bread and butter faith. The if I perish, I perish order of faith. I know him whom I believed. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Even though he slays me, I will yet trust him. And that's where the spirit of faith comes in. The only force that can enable you and I humiliate the trials and put them under our feet. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 28. The king exclaimed, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and hath delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's world and yielded their bodies. Their trust transformed their body to a celestial body. The kind that no fire, no matter the temperature, can devour. Their trust was behind their glorious triumph. And the gold in them emerged from the fiery furnace. The king made a commandment, a decree, that every nation that says nonsense against the God of Shemekah, fire straight, fire. They became rulers. They took dominion by their faith. Wake up. In this world, we shall have tribulations. Troubles across nations. There's nowhere you can run to. Troubles across all nations. Tribble distributed to nations. But cheer up! Take responsibility! Your faith on fire. Keep your faith on fire against the day of challenge. It is the spirit of faith that empowers believers to dare the undareable. Speak the unspeakable. And command incredible results. Our God, only sir, that's no general faith. That's heaven's speaking faith. The spirit of faith. It is the spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. That's not you. You can't see clearly for this. I'm talking grammar. You will bow first and then repent later. But with the spirit of faith, there is no unspeakable thing. It fires up in you and you triumph gloriously. So we are not saying there will not be challenges. We are saying you have what it takes if you will take responsibility. You have, you and I have what it takes if we shall take responsibility. You need to see the resistance of hell. The resistances of hell when we step in here to Canaan land. From diabolical to physical. Satan, you lie. Satan, you lie. Satan, you lie. Until we took charge gloriously. If you faint in the day of battle, then your strength is small. Proverbs 24 and verse 18. And God delivered Daniel because he believed in his God. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 23. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they bring Daniel up out of the grave. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no man of heart was found upon him because he believed in his God. That's the place of supernatural faith that empowers believers to operate in the realm of more than the conqueror. The first approach of your troubler and my troubler, the devil, comes through words to stir fear in you. And when you subscribe to fear, you have become a victim. For the fear of a man bringeth him into a snare. But he that trusts in the Lord shall be saved. Fear. Fear is his master strategy for making victims of believers. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He comes to challenge us by inflicting fear into the believer. Romans 8:15, fear keeps the believer in captivity. For we have not received the spirit of fear again to fear. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. It brings believers into captivity, cringing. When the sorcerer's army at the back, they say, we told you this before, it's better to die in Egypt.
You brought us here.
We told you before. Okay, why did you follow him? When fear came, they wanted to go back to captivity. Thank God for Moses. Can you imagine if Pharaoh got them back to Egypt? They'd be offering them a sacrifice in the open market every day, that every family should produce one person. And God will always say, fear not. You can't overcome with fear. You are ever a victim with fear. If this battle will not end, and fear is a master strategy of the wicked one, then you better treasure the place of the spirit of faith and take responsibility in keeping that spirit on fire. Now let's go to the other side. And then there arose a great storm. You have heard God, yes. Jesus was at rest. And he that believed has entered into rest. So when you believe in truth and in deed, he ushers you into your rest. And when they woke up, Master, Master, we perish, we perish. Why are you so fearful? He cannot destroy until he has inflicted with fear. He cannot destroy until he has inflicted with fear. Today, I curse the spirit of fear in your life. And I command the spirit of faith to remain alive in you, or to get into you now and remain there alive, active, and on fire for life. Those three episodes in scriptures were all issues of the triumph of fear on his disciples. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? If you have no faith, we have all fears. No faith equals all fears. Little faith equals some fear. Great faith equals no fear. All of faith equals none of fear. Some of faith equals some of fear. And no faith means all fears. That means the faith in all areas. Faith is not faith. Faith is in degrees. Faith is in degrees. And you have to feed on the level of faith you are to move to the next. Don't jump on you. And to keep that faith alive, you have to take responsibility to keep feeding that faith with the word of life. Standing strong on the altar of prayer. Which way, Jesus? There's always a way out. Hallelujah. That's how to prime that faith for continuous delivery. It's time to take responsibility to assess a zero fear level in your life. Zero fear level in your life. There is this privilege, grace of this little anointing on my life. But we were in a road accident that was going to be fatal or destructive. We hit something on the highway. My wife said, Jesus. I said, no, once is enough. Too many Jesus name on something like this. Jesus, I said, once it's enough. I said, we are not going to hit that place. I was totally in command in the midst of that terror. And just a few inches to the place, it stopped. My bag was missing. In the morning, I told my driver, get back to that place and get my bag. It was brought intact. Intact. It is in the midst of challenges that the God in you comes alive. We have had some air trembles. At various times, you hear me say, peace be still. When faith comes alive, you are at rest. We lost one engine in the air, and the pilot's head was issuing sweat. He wasn't sweating. Sweat was coming out from the fountain of his sweat part of the brain. And they say, hey, because the plane was slowing down, and there's no slow motion, no traffic in the air. I said, what's going on? I said, we just lost. I said, relax. And I got back to the cabin, and I asked my team who are traveling with me, would you like to have some snacks? And I must not tell them there was an engine. Otherwise, I might have a lot of crash from them. They can open the door and start jumping out. I told the pilot, relax, make a U-turn back to Lagos. We landed. He said, did you land? That's what you are seeing me now. We landed safely. You need to build your faith against the day of battle. No mentor can help you at that time. No teaching priest can help you. What is in you and you is what remains. If a believer will not take personal responsibility, he will end up a liability. Take responsibility. My wife said she had miscarriage. I was away on mission. I reacted. No! It cannot happen. Can I have my food, please? It was never revisited. There was no discussion. It ended there. Amen. You are faced like this on a narrow bridge in the night. And I've shared that with you many times. We have entered one end of the bridge before when we sighted, because we didn't know there was a bridge. There was no sign, you know, the kind of place we run. No sign. Other accidents have removed the sign, so. There was nothing on the side of the bridge. And suddenly we discover in our great B2 car that a superior B2 was coming. And we're going to meet on that bridge. And the B2 has no engine in front, so no resistance. It's direct crash. It's not head on. It's head flesh. Head flesh crash. The only way out is to dive into the river and turn the car to a boat. Suddenly, the enemy spoke up. And he shall give his angels charge over you. To bear you upon their wings when you're on a narrow bridge. Lest you dash thy foot, not your head now. Your foot is very important to God. We drove across. Triumphantly. How? Ask God. What boss orders can burn you if you trust him? If you dive into that river, the mandate has dived. 1984, so before it sees the light of day, it has dived into the water. No mandate has a future without strong faith being kept alive. Against the day of trouble. You have a place of ministry, they ask you to pack out today. You move. You go to the next day, I know how to pack him out. And when the ministry is about to find footing, pack out again. You keep packing. The ministry acquires land somewhere you want to be. No, you can't build. You pack out again. So you have a pack out record. So they took notice of it. That we can always pack him out. Just threaten him and throw him out. The threat of the devil will not stand on your way anymore. Now, before we close, I want you to understand one mystery. The words of the unsaved is powerless. Speak a word and it shall not stand. The words of an agent of the devil is vain, has no substance, does not qualify for fear. It cannot stand. Now, understand, if you understand it, one woman said something to me when I was growing up, you just be cringing for life. You know how many things women and men said to me? None has worked. Their words are vain. They have no substance. They can't. No. My God. Pharaoh vowed that Israel will not go. After I said, go, 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 go. And he came with all the forces of Egypt. After them, none returned. They all perished in the sea. There is nothing in the words of the unsaved to cause threat in your life. There is nothing in the words of any agent of the devil to cause a fear or dread in your heart. There is nothing there. Nothing there. One bragging, brawling king called Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, said unspeakable things against the children of Israel and challenge their God. Isaiah came, fear not. I've heard what he said. I'll take care of him. Chapter 18 of 2 Kings and chapter 19. And God took care of him by one angel. One angel went forth and cleared his pride. Humbled him to the ground. Overthrew his pride. And brought him into humiliating destruction. There is nothing in the bragging of the devil and his agents to command your fear. Nothing. Say with me, there is nothing in the devil or his agents that qualifies for my fear. There is nothing in the devil and his angels
to qualify for my fear. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. When he was bragging, one of the statements he made was this: don't ever think that this was a vain. They know they are vain, they are for a threat. 2 Kings 18:20. He said, don't say, he said, thou seest but this, they are vain words, because they are. Only we didn't know. They are vain words. They are sent to stir fear in you. He said, wait a minute, I have counsel and strength for the war. Then on whom dost thou trust? They are out to challenge your trust and confidence in God. That thou rebellest against me. Everything Satan said, I will exalt my throne. Nothing came to pass. My God. So what can his agent say that will ever come to pass? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the earth. And when you go down that scripture, he said, I will cast you down into hell. I will cast you down into hell. Your cancer cannot stand. Your words are vain. So whatever any witch ever told you, whatever any wicked man, uncle, brother, anybody, say with me, they are all vain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now he said, for a covering. Surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob from henceforth, and of Israel, what again has God done? Nobody will see the hand of the wicked of your life anymore. Who was God speaking to? He was speaking to the seed of Abraham, the children of Israel. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. And here's, according to the promise, every child of God is a seed of Abraham and is declared unenchantable by God. So every enchantment against your life returns back to sender. Today. Today. You will hear news. Every divination against your family, against your children, returns back to sender today. Somebody went mad, and I was going to pray for him, and the Lord said, stop. You are meant to be in that condition. So it was a boomerang. I heard him clearly. There was no guesswork. No, that somebody advised me. My system was set to go. Stop. You are meant to be in that condition. It will turn back. Why? Whosoever blesses you, I will bless. And whosoever curses you, I will curse. Who did he say that to? Abraham. Our redemption qualifies us to carry the blessings of Abraham. God knows that people get angry when he's blessing you. And they want to fire arrows at you. He said, leave them to me. Face where we are going. Whosoever causes you, I will. You can't tell how many are down today and out because of what they plan to do against you. It went back to them. And it will stay there for generations. Because every curse has a 4-generation lifespan. It will visit the iniquity of the father upon their children to the 3rd and 4th generation of them that hate him. So leave them out, just carry on. There is nothing in the devil and his agents that should qualify for your fear. Surely, upon the seed of Abraham, no enchantment, no divination. Take your rest. Take your rest. Take your rest. Anyone that says your life will not have meaning, it will have extraordinary meaning in their life. And that cause will remain on their lineage for 4 generations. Get seated. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 43 and verse 1 to 4. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. He's talking to us in the redemption. I formed thee, O Israel. Fear not. Come on now. For I have redeemed thee. Recognize the worth of your redemption. I've called thee by thy name. He knows his sheep and he calls them by name. My God, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, and they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Anyone that won't let you go, God will give them for your ransom. Ethiopia and silver for thee. Because thou art precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable. And I've loved thee. And I will give men for thee. And people for thy ransom. Oh! Come on, give the Lord praise. God will clear any agent of the devil for you to stay alive. You are too precious to him. You are redeemed to live a honorable life. So any agent of the devil that stands on your way, he will take them for your ransom. Since you don't want him to live, you die. Die. The key is absolute trust in God. So these 3 Hebrew boys went through fire. They came out unhurt. Absolute. Don't let the challenges of life trouble you. They are to tremble before you if you will take your stand. Don't let them trouble you. They are ordained to tremble before you because God is for you. In Psalm 81, numbers 10 to 14, it shows us one of his strategies for our conquest. I'm the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people will not hearken to my voice. That's not civilized. That's not modern. That's not the present day approach. Open thy mouth wide. I will feel it. But my people will not hearken to my voice. And Israel will none of mine. So, I gave them up to their own heart's lust. They want to be honored by men and miss my honor. Let them go ahead. And they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their enemies. My God, open your mouth wide. You, too small. One woman was so upset one day, I overtook him in Ife. And she met me at the next filling station and came out with a blazing, witchful eye. You overtook me. You don't get to where you're going. I said, wait a minute. The battle line is drawn. As soon as I get there, you will hear. As soon as I get there, you will hear. You can't survive that. I know I will get there. Because I know whom I believed. You want to threaten me? How dare you? I drove like flying Elijah's chariot. He said, did you get there? That's why I'm here. Where is she? I hope she can tell. You don't survive such wars. Don't threaten a child of God and go free. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Someone came to us in Kaduna in those days and had a cigarette in his hand. Yes, can I see the pastor? I said, yes. What's the matter? He said, I am from this building is in, what do they call it? Residential area. I said, is it because I'm a pastor? You're coming here? What? The cigarette fell from his hand. Don't let me tell you what I told him. At the time, they brought some paper that this church is to move from this area 10 days. I said, call the man to come. He came and I said, tell them, in 10 days, you are all dead men. He said, in 10 days, you are all dead men. He went small, came back, said, excuse me, they sent me up. Lord, a big hand of praise. Glory to God. Open your mouth wide. We were holding a seminar in a place in Kaduna, and we got an order. We already hired the place. And had the approval. They said the meeting should stop now. Time 7:20. So they gave it to my friend who was ministering along with me. I saw him shaking his head and praying. I said, bring me the, what is it? Bring me. I said, wait, let me go and speak to that brute. I said, where's his office? They showed me. I opened the door. Amen. I heard his hand. Kenny Kradisha. Mapekeno Tianura. The man was leaking. He was leaking. I took his hand. You remember the story? Against his chest. All the people that put you here can't do it. The man carried his bag, I was told, after I left. and disappear from the office. Open your mouth wide. Tell the devil you don't know the son of who I am. I'm a son of the Most High God. I belong to the tribe of the Lion of Judah. Come on, shout hallelujah. You are too quiet to operate in the realm of more than conquerors. But from henceforth, the lion in you comes alive. Very early in those many years, I mean, we were in a crusade, and I decided to take a little drive after the meeting, just to take some fresh air. And then we got to a checkpoint within the place. Where are you going? I said, to where I like. They just laughed. I said, okay, sir. I mean, where am I going? I have the right to go anywhere I want. Where I like. You don't have a right to my private movement. You need to come alive. Don't carry a lion inside and be living like a sheep. You have heard me say several times, 1 billion witches can't challenge where I'm going. No, it's impossible. You ask them, they know. They know inside out. There is nothing unique between me and you but light in which you are walking in. Some, most of us have the light in our pocket. The torchlight that will give you access and speed is in your pocket. It won't do you any value. Walk while you have the light. Lest it be turned into darkness. Take the word, seize it, engage with it. That's the way it works. Somebody's soul is changing. If we are surrendered to the threat of the devil, this ministry will not be here. This ministry will not be here. And I vow till I die, no devil or agent of the devil will prevail against me. Because I know whom I have believed. I'm nothing, but the one that's everything lives in me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Be conscious of it. Live in the consciousness of it. Let it impact on the way you think. As far back as 1979, I made my first altar call for witches. And when they rose up, there were too many. I said, okay, sit down. I'm not saying that somebody challenged you that you're a witch. You know you're a practicing witch. You, yourself, by yourself. Stand up. And they stood up. I rejoiced. Because I'm far above them. Come and say, far above. So I said, one of them should come and tell us what he does in the ministry of the devil. It's anytime they wanted to suck blood, they go on the highway. And they cause any vehicle coming to some assault. And they suck the blood of the victims. Without hesitation, I said, what of when people like us are coming? He said, when we sense a higher power on the way, we clear off the highway. When we sense a higher power on the way, we clear off the highway. It is light that is higher power to darkness. Light, 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 light. Something has broken loose in your life. Let's conclude with this scripture. Isaiah chapter 8. Whatever word of the wicked has prevailed against your life before, because you are ignorant of this truth, it reverts back to sender today. Isaiah chapter 8, beginning from verse 9. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all ye of far countries, guard yourselves, shall be broken in pieces. Guard yourself, you shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For God is with us. For God is with us. All the forces of hell scattered around the nations, take counsel together. Against the church of Christ, it shall not stand. In case this whole noise about coronavirus is targeted against the church of Christ, they are wasting time. The church of Christ, no force under heaven can prevail against her. I will build my church. My God, revival is breaking forth. In every church on this earth, there's coming an outbreak of revival. Every time the church is resisted, there's an outbreak. There's always an outbreak of the power of God. Every time the church of Christ is resisted by any system, any personality that's targeting the church as one of the objectives, you know, I'm shouting that the church was the first place to shut down during the first wave. We shouted them down.
Yes.
They took shape, said. Yes. Now there's another variant. Silent forever. That noise stops there now. Without the church, the world will be locked up in darkness. Sir, the church is the light of the world. And darkness hates light, because their works are evil. But Jesus gave a verdict. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Have you ever seen coronavirus here? How will he enter? There are many, many ministries today. Coronavirus is alien to you. You can't tell what it is. We have been free as air ever since. They come en masse from outside the country and go back checked out. Coronavirus free. Not one has been delayed, sir, since propaganda began. Since this propaganda began. Makino kreni krani katakalopa reskonora ikorandika makendi kredi shalabarara. I can tell you this, the church is ever on the winning side. For the Lord spoke to me by a strong hand. Go to verse 14, please. That I should not fear the fear of these people. Let's start from verse 11. We are closing. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of these people. Say not a confederacy to the things that these people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear. Now, what do I not be afraid? Now, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And what? And it shall be to you for a sanctuary. It will be your covering. He will show you belong to him. And he shall be to you for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense, to both the house of Israel, who will not believe, and for a jail, and a snare for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, because they will not believe. There are many people who wish there's an outbreak of coronavirus here. Shame on them. Amen. Shame on them. Don't fear their fear, or you suffer their fall. Every man is a victim of what he fears. I therefore curse the activities of the spirit of fear which has been inflicted upon the human race these past 3 years, in the name of Jesus. Now stand. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. In all my journey, Jesus is with me. I'm not afraid. My prayer is that you won't lose sight of this lion of the tribe of Judah leading your way. It will be foolhardy for a sheep being led by a lion to be afraid of the wolf. The wolf will be fresh meat for the lion. There is no small lion. Don't toy with them. Don't say, how old is this lion? They just say, me, yes. I'm already 60. The lion likes to eat mature meat. Amen. Fear is gone. Lift up your two hands and receive afresh the spirit of faith. You are ordained to operate in the realm of more than a conqueror. You are redeemed to operate in the realm of more than a conqueror. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now listen, please. Every gift of God is freely available to everyone who truly covet them. Honestly covet for the best gift. Because faith is going to be grievously under attack in these last days. We all need the spirit of faith to remain firmly on our feet. When the Son of God cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Many strong believers have shifted their ground because of the threat of coronavirus. Many are back to their old life because it subjected themselves to fear. Many have missed their place in heaven because fear won't let them leave. I'm afraid for Papa. Be afraid for yourself. Be afraid for yourself. I was telling you stories of the 70s, stories of the early 80s. So it's not a yesterday matter. It's not the coronavirus provoked matter. It's a matter of the command granted us in the kingdom. Yes, over all works of darkness.
Yes.
Now, is God the one behind coronavirus?
No.
He gave us power to cast out devils. That deadly virus is cursed from its root today. The fear of death, which is the bait of death, is the fear of death that kills, not death. And Christ came to deliver them who through the fear of death were subject to bondage all their lifetime. My God, he destroyed him. So Satan has no more power of death in his hand.
Yes.
Stop fearing him.
Yes.
The last enemy that God will mess up in the body of Christ is death. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 15 verse 26. He said the last enemy shall be destroyed is death. The church will triumph gloriously over death.
Amen.
That seems to be announcing, I'll be going home at 1 p.m. on Monday. You'd like to say hello to me and bye-bye to me? Come at 12. They said to mature with authority over death.
Yes.
So, don't be left behind.
Yes.
You have had ordinary fever called coronavirus. They said this one can cure it. They said no, it can't cure it. How bad? And they said, here are the proofs. We don't believe in the proofs. What do you believe? You believe in the vaccine. I have never seen human beings like that in my life. They say, yeah, the solution is no, I don't agree. Whosoever is marketing with the source of